Right, let's take a look to see what's happening in the markets today. And today is August 6th, and we're doing this in 15 minutes so that you know what's going on. And with me in the studio is my head coach, Mark Hodge. Good morning.
Good morning, Marcus. How's it going?
Good. Let's take a quick look off what happened yesterday, because today is the big day. Today is the jobs report. We have been talking about it all week. Traders and investors have been waiting for the jobs report, and going into the jobs report yesterday, seems that the S&P 500 got excited, making a new all-time high here, right?
Yeah, new record high for the S&P, closing at session highs, and the NASDAQ also making new records.
Yeah, so all of this looks good. And then this morning, the jobs report was released. Now, this jobs report will show how the labor market did during July. And let's take a look at it. The big reveal. Here we go. Let's take a look at the numbers. And the numbers came in, better than expected. Let's walk through these.
Yeah. Real strong jobs report. And it was interesting because analysts couldn't figure out what the heck to make out of this jobs report. There were forecasts of 350,000 jobs to 1.6 million jobs. So it was all over the place. No one really knew. But non-farm jobs increased. 943,000 jobs were added in July versus an 870 estimate. Some people had it about 845. So big numbers there. Average earnings were up a tick, up to 0.4% in July. And the unemployment rate dropped down to 5.4%. So Solid jobs report.
All of this is good. And I mean, this was a surprise after the ADP non-farm employment change that came in much worse than expected just a couple of days ago. So everybody was a little bit nervous because we know that the jobs market is definitely something that the Fed is looking at, the Federal Reserve, because they want to see substantial progress in the economy before they're making any moves towards removing accommodation. And accommodations means tapering their bond buying system. Well, they actually retired this word tapering, but I mean, scaling down their bond buying system and also raising interest rates. So let's see how the markets reacted to this better than expected jobs report. So let's jump over to the futures markets, and let's first take a look at the Dow. And it seems that the Dow initially, looking at the Dow futures, liked it with a big jump up here. So what do you think?
Yeah, positive reaction to the Dow. And, you know, I think before we talk about what I think, we should look at the NASDAQ.
Let's take a look at the NASDAQ. Whoa, what is this? So the Dow is up, the NASDAQ is down. So what do traders and investors think about the jobs report?
Well, it's really more about what interest rates are doing after the jobs report. And so yields are higher, and that's actually helping banks out. So banks are reacting positively to the jobs report. They're going higher, but tech is down because of those higher yields that can have an impact on some growth stocks. So it's all a dance trying to figure out what the Fed will do. It's not so much just about the jobs, but how will the Fed react? And in this case, interest rates are reacting, kind of thinking, hey, you know, the Fed might be working their magic now that we're getting some good jobs numbers. So,
yeah, and I mean, we heard it. Initially, the Fed said, well, we won't raise interest rates until 2023. Then we had a few Fed members coming out that, hey, it might be late 2022. And I think this is where this jobs report shows that probably we're going back to a late 2022 when we see a raise in interest rates. I don't know, maybe even earlier. That's where we need to wait and see what the Fed says. But right now, this is what traders are thinking. That's why the NASDAQ is down, the Dow is up, and the S&P 500 is not going anywhere. No. Also slightly down here. Okay, so we will see what happens today in the markets. Oops, let me just hit reset. There we go. Okay, so let's see what happens there. Okay, let's talk about a few individual stocks. And I mean, the first one that I want to talk about is Robinhood, because, gosh, the Robinhood roller coaster continues. I mean, they had their IPO a few days ago, opened at 38. And then 2 days ago had this massive run up to what? Above 84, probably 85. So this was an 83% increase. Yesterday, after we have learned that hundreds of millions of shares, or what, 90 million shares will be sold from pre-IPO investors, we were down 28%. This morning, up again 10%. Oh my gosh. I mean, this is surely a roller coaster, isn't it?
Yeah, this is definitely looking like a meme stock, just all over the place. Traders trying to figure out, you know, where the heck this is headed. I have no idea.
Yeah, I mean, I'm definitely staying away from this. And I mean, with this, we always can take a look at AMC. So AMC is reporting earnings next week. AMC up yesterday 12.3%. There seems to be an inverse relationship between Robinhood and other meme stocks. Let's take a look at GME, for example, also up 4.5% yesterday. This is so interesting, right? As Robinhood was rising, it seems that money got pulled out of GME, AMC, other meme stocks like this. Maybe Best Buy. Bad Bath and Beyond. Yeah, okay, also up yesterday, down yesterday. Down 2 days ago, up yesterday. Anyhow, so it seems to be that there's an inverse relationship. Wow, super interesting.
All over the place.
Yeah. Hey, before we get into earnings, because we have a slurry of earnings, I quickly want to talk about United Airlines. Because United Airlines, I heard that they will require all of its 67,000 U.S. employees to get vaccinated. And they need to be get vaccinated no later than October 25th or risk termination. And we know that United Airlines has always been kind of the first to implement things. I mean, United Airlines last year got rid of the $200 change fee that we always had to pay when we wanted to change the flight. So they were the first, and then everybody followed suit. So there's no more change fees right now when you're changing the flight. And right now, they are the first airline to say, hey, everybody here who works for us needs to be vaccinated or you're out. So do you think the other airlines will follow?
Could be. It sounds like Delta might be close. So I think it's really just a matter of time. But United, they're playing hardball saying, hey, this is what needs to happen. So
yeah, and I also heard that CNN fired three employees yesterday who came to work unvaccinated. And their company policy is that everybody who is coming to work needs to be vaccinated. So, wow, we'll see. We'll see. Hey, talking about vaccination and working from home. So BlackRock and Wells Fargo pushed back their return to office plans to later October. And Amazon, who also said, well, you know what, everybody can come back to work. They actually said, no, not until January next year. Did you see that?
I did see that. Yeah. So it's the new norm. Pushing things off.
Yeah, Google and Apple moved also their office return to October, and Lyft even said, well, it won't be until back in February 2022. So this is probably helping stocks like Zoom, right? I mean, Zoom was up a few days ago. As we can see, it's going higher here. I wonder what Peloton is doing, because it's also one of these stocks, stay at home stocks. Oh, well, Peloton is hanging in there, after they had this this recall and the scare that happened here earlier. Seems that they are bouncing back. Okay. Well, interesting.
Yeah, I know. Zillow reported earnings, and that was one thing that factored into their earnings. It seems like things have pulled back a little bit since the jobs report for some of these pre-market moves. They were up 1.8%. Now it's up 0.4%. But they said that earnings beat, better revenue, gave upbeat forecasts with because of the lower interest rate environment for home purchases and people working from home, saying that seems to continue to be the case. They also expect their home flipping business to just continue to take off, their Zillow offers, where they basically rehab a home and sell it. So they expect to exceed $2 billion for the first time this quarter.
Cool. Who else reported? I know that we have a bunch reporting, so we have to probably
Canopy Growth, CGC. This was another one that was up a little bit more pre-market. They actually reported an unexpected profit on higher demand. See what I did there? I meant Costco. But the revenue was lower than expected. They're up about 0.5% pre-market.
All right, who else do we have?
DraftKings.
DraftKings, DK
DKNG.
and G. There we go.
Yeah, they're all up almost 6% pre-market on better revenue and earnings beat. They also raised their revenue forecast for the year. A key metric that stood out for them was that the monthly revenue per user jumped 26% last quarter.
Okay.
So DraftKings having a good start this morning before markets open.
All right. Who else?
Envax, Novavax.
Oh, yep. I know
They're
they're
taking
not
a
doing
bit of
well.
a beating.
Yeah.
Yeah, they reported a wider loss in revenue below expectations, but one of the key things they mentioned was that they are going to delay seeking emergency use authorization for their COVID vaccine. So that really threw investors for a loop. I want to say they were expecting to do it in September, October, something like that,
I
but they're
believe so,
now
yeah.
looking for the fourth quarter.
This just says shows stay away from these pharma stocks. I mean, and
Yeah.
biotechnology, it's just crazy. All right, what
Yep.
else?
You want to look at SPCE?
Yes, SPCE, our rocket ship here. So, what's
Yeah.
happening? They went all the way up, came all the way down, and now they reported earnings, and earnings came in worse than expected, it seems.
Yes, they actually reported a bigger loss, losing 39 cents a share versus a 33 cent estimate. They did report better revenue. They're actually up a little bit pre-market, and at one point they were up like 3% pre-market before the jobs report. One thing that stood out to me is they announced that they will sell seats for space tourism flights at 450,000 a pop and higher.
Wow.
So 450,000 to go to space.
For how long? Like a few minutes, right?
Yep,
I mean,
a few
it's really
minutes.
going up. You're a few minutes. I think you're like 30 seconds of floating around, and then you're right back. That's pretty expensive. I'd rather go a first class to, I don't know, Europe, Hawaii, Australia. I don't know. I think for $450,000, there's other things to do. Okay, interesting.
Yeah,
Anyhow.
one last one.
Yep.
One last one, Carvana, CVNA. They're
Yep.
a big pre-market. They reported an unexpected profit, its first ever exceeding revenue forecast because of the auto sales boom that's been going on since the pandemic. So they're looking to make record highs and big jump for them.
Yeah, I mean, up almost 10%, 9.2%. And we know right now the used car market is just hot, hot, hot. I mean, this is probably why they're benefiting, and hey, good for them. So they are turning a profit instead of loss. Okay.
First ever.
Anyhow, hey, hope that you enjoyed this market update. If you did, click on like and subscribe to this channel. We also have a few other videos popping up here probably right now, and I'm gonna take a look at these. Anyhow, have a great rest of your day. We'll see you in the next market update.
Happy trading, everybody.